title there. God gave me the title, but God's will to prosper his people is I get it from the Bible. And so therefore I've got faith concerning God prospering his people based on the Bible. Not based on churches, not based on how people believe, why people are or not prosperous. So everybody's not going to prosper. It's going to be the ones that are doers of God's word, that are obedient to the Lord, that follow the plan that God has for our lives. Because how many knows that there's nobody on the planet smarter than God?
Amen.
Nobody. There's nobody that wise. There's nobody. The wisest man on the planet is only a drop in the bucket to the wisdom that God has.
Amen.
And we find God's wisdom. We find, and that is why I've been labeled a prosperity preacher. That's fine. I see Jesus was.
Yes.
I see God was. That's fine. We ought to be labeled those people that believe we're supposed to be blamed. We ought to be labeled that way. Why? Because we got it out of the Bible. We don't follow money. We don't worship money. We don't go after money. We worship him. We live for him. We honor him by being doers of his word. Doers get results. Doers of the word of God gets results. Now we talked about how that it's God's will to prosper. I'm going to prosper. And people can get mad. The Bible says if I'm going to live like God, I'm going to suffer persecution. If I'm going to live godly, that don't mean I don't cuss.
Come on.
Don't hang around with others. That's not what that means. If I'm going to be like God, I'm going to be persecuted. You know, David told Jesus, who do you think you are? Told the disciples, who do y'all think y'all are? Don't preach in this name no more. Preach in anything but this name. Why? Because they was going about getting people healed, saved. Prospering. Everywhere these guys went, things were turned around. Hallelujah. Why? Because they were just like we are. The Bible says, as God is, so are we in this earth. Not when we get to heaven. As God is, so are we. Now, Sandy, you know, she brought up a scripture. It says, be imitators of God as dear children. We're supposed to imitate God. Well, what has he got if God? Jesus said, Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what is heaven? I'm in no pain, no sorrows, no hearts hurting, aching, no oppression. You know, we can experience that here. No lack of money. Walking on streets of gold.
That's right.
Walls of jasper and onyx. Beautiful up there. Everything is flourishing in heaven. God is the light there.
Yes.
Well, he's the light that's shining in our hearts. But finding God's will, we find God's will in the Bible. And that's just not, it's not supposed to be we go to church to find out what God's will is. We read the Bible. When we're confronted with situations in our life, we run to the Word and we try to find the will of God to get established in our hearts. Well, you know, financial prosperity. This church prospered last year. We were shut down by the pandemic. You know what? I failed a little bit, really. But that's okay.
Come on.
You know, and then we fired right back up. Started having the street services. And I wasn't sat up. I actually felt backslid. Y'all that sit at home and don't go to church and preacher just sat there not fasting and sinking. I don't know how y'all are getting any Zoe life. I really enjoy coming to church.
Yeah.
You know, and it ain't because I'm a pastor. I can quit anytime I want to.
That's right.
And there's nowhere I'd rather be than here in the house of the Lord in the middle of the week in the will of God. I know that it's God's will that I come to this church.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I knew it when God spoke it to me. But you know what? Before I came to this church, when talking about God's will to prosper, I knew his will. Were I supposed to go to church? Were I supposed to work? I'm telling you right now, I found out the will of God. Tried to find it. Everything that I was doing, I found the will of God so that I could prosper in it. Devil told me that You know, Teresa, I married the wrong one because I was lost. Wouldn't I have been stupid? Look what I've got.
Yeah.
Come on.
I like these ladies that's got a backbone. I could have married somebody spineless.
Well.
Well, she ain't like that. She's like, whoa! Hey! Suck it out by the cop! I need that, Johnny. Everybody does. Everybody needs that in our lives. We need it. We need somebody that's got a backbone. Well, you know what? I told the devil, I said, you lying idiot. You can't fool me 1 minute. I loved her before I got saved, and I love her more now that I am saved.
Amen.
God must have a plan for us. This is way back there, 20-something years ago. I told the devil, I said, God has a plan for me and her, or you wouldn't be trying to stop me. You wouldn't be trying to get me upset at her. I stayed upset with her a lot, just to be honest. I don't near as much now. I'm grew.
Yeah, right.
I prospered. But you know what I did? I had to utilize God's word. I knew that it was God's will that I have a good marriage and all that. You need to know that it's God's will that you have a good marriage. Well, I just don't really want a guy. Well, it could be rebellion on your part. You don't want nobody telling you what to do, when to do it. I mean, you got to make sure your heart's right. That's all I'm saying. You could miss out on God's best. I really like Doris. She's single. I don't think she's looking. She might be.
No.
But I'm telling you one thing. People try to get her to go out with this and that. And, you know, just trying to help her hook up. You know, the first thing I hear, are you saved? Are you going to church? Did they go to church? Are they faithful to church? That'll be something. If you're looking for somebody, you want somebody that already loves God, that already knows the will of God. They don't even want to have sex outside of marriage yet.
Come on. Come on.
I'm talking about God's will. And then there's anointing. There's a bond there. There's God in the middle of it. And he will prosper that relationship.
Yep.
But there's, you know, I mean, kind of like finances. I've had Christians for years and years and years tell me, I don't know why God don't prosper me, and I ask them to get tithe. And they're quiet like you are. They just get quiet. I mean, it's like, don't shove that up in my face. I'm like, you asked a question. You know, you're asking me, why do you ask me? Because you know I'm going to go to the Bible. Because the Bible's the only way I know truth.
That's right.
Come on.
I've got to go to the Bible when I give somebody an answer. You know, if I don't go to the Bible, I'm going to go to an opinion like everybody else gets that don't go to that Bible. And so they always say, well, I mean, I tried it. Well, God tried to get some to you. Come on, somebody. They tried tithing, and God tried to get some more to them. God told me one time, he said, well, you know, tithing's the Old Testament. I said, since when did God do away with Old Testament? You stand on Psalms 91. You stand on Psalms 23, the Lord's your shepherd. Why not have Malachi?
Right.
You know, if you're going to do away with it, don't read Deuteronomy 28, where he says he'll bless you going in, bless you going out, bless you in the city and the field and all that. And then when he gets down to Malachi 3, that was in the Old Testament. But I'm telling you right now, tithing was established all the way back in Genesis. It don't say tithing in Genesis. And then it carried on into the New Testament. They were already tithing. Jesus even told the Pharisees. He said, you tithe of men and this and that. He said, and you leave the weightier matters of the law. He said, you should have done that, but not forgot that too. Not left that out. He didn't say don't tithe.
That's right.
See, now, I mean, when... You know, most of the time when you get on people's money, but you can't look at money. Money is only paper or coins. But if you want to prosper, I mean, this church, I tithe this church. I've tithe this church for 20-something years. 10% that comes to this church is tithe. 10%. I don't care what we need when we need it. 10% is tithe. We give offerings to ministry. We've been partners with a ministry, a couple of ministries, with one ministry in particular. The whole time this has been a church, they are worldwide. They win souls to Jesus. We send the tithe, we give tithes, then we send offerings. Amen. Give me that Malachi 3. Let me show you why. Give me 10. Now, these guys up here before this, leading down to this, God had told them, he said, this whole nation has robbed me. People used to tithe and they used to do all that and they had turned from God. And I mean, they had walked away from God and brought themselves under a curse. And then he tells them here, he's talking to them. He says, you're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Then he tells them, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Give me the rest of it. And I will rebuke the devourer. That's Satan. That's someone comes to steal your money and things. He shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. See, tithing ensures the blessing. Tithes belongs to the we ain't giving nothing. It already belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
The 10% is His. So really, when we tithe 10%, we're really just giving God what is His. That's why I go beyond an offering. He said, bring your tithes and offerings. There's all kinds of offerings back in the Bible. First fruits. There's first fruits. First fruit offering. And the proverb says, honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. And I mean, God's just really speaking this to us so we have faith to tithe. Faith to honor God. A guy told me one time, we had Sunday night services and Wednesday. And most churches take up the offerings every service. And that's fine. But I don't. They say if you don't get it in midweek, they'll be broke by the weekend. Well, that's their problem. Right? That's their problem. That's not my problem. I'm not after money. Guy comes to me one time, he said, you don't do your services right, buddy. I said, yeah, how about? I said, maybe I need to learn something. Mm-hmm. He said, I come visit your church on Sunday night. And I go to another church. He said, "Not." He said, "And I would give in the offering if you'd take up an offering." I said, "Well, just mail it." I said, "I don't take up offerings on Sunday night. My address is on the website. Just mail your offering."
Yeah.
See, these things come to try to pressure me to not be in faith and, you know, go about, oh, we can have a lot more money. No, we can't. I don't care about a lot more money. It's coming anyway.
That's right.
I'm tithing this church. This church prospered in 2021. Well, this church has got more money right now than it's ever had from the beginning of its start.
Amen.
I'm not saying it by faith. It's there. Substance. We're blessed. This church is blessed, hallelujah. And you know what? We even gave away thousands. We bailed a lot of people out of this church last year.
Thank you, Jesus.
There are those that scatters in what?
Increase.
There are those that holds more than they should be. They and it leads to poverty, the Bible says. So see, it's God's will to prosper His people, all His people. Well, I don't know if they love the Lord, but they're just always broke financially. Guarantee you can go in there and get their checkbook and get a paper trail, and they spend more on themselves than they do give anything to God. or to the kingdom. When I ain't giving my money to that church, I don't have confidence in that church. Well, find you a church where you have confidence. Pray and fast and seek the Lord. Don't hold your offerings back from the Lord. See, if you hold back to your tithes and offerings from the Lord, you're creating a famine in your future. Just like they did. They brought themselves and they cursed themselves. I mean, giving is a privilege that God's given us to have the abundance of the supernatural kingdom operating in this natural realm. I like what Max said. He said, I'm not at the place now where I can choose my word. I thought that was great, man. He said, less work, more money. That's good. I said, that's good.
It's good.
Well, believe it for yourself. I do all the time. Thank you, Lord. I have big jobs, less labor, and more money, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just today said over my business, I said, I plead the blood of Jesus over my business. Thank you, Lord, that people from all over want to use my company, Lord, in the name of Jesus because of the blessing working, Lord. I'm laying, what am I doing? I'm speaking faith over that business. That business don't have a voice. Your job, your business don't have a voice unless you give it one. I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, boy, this administration got in. It's going to hit us, and it's going to hit us hard. And I'll say, not me. Amen. Not me. And people tell me, well, you just don't understand what's taking place. I understand the Bible. I understand darkness is going to cover the earth and gross darkness, people. I understand the Bible says, but arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen on you. He didn't say get in there and mourn and just be sad and oppressed. Keep giving to the Lord. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall he cause men to give into your bosom. And look, it don't always come in money. God will give you substance, things. He'll increase you more and more, the Bible says. Well, we've waited a long time, believe in God. Well, don't give up now. It's just about here. If you believe God for a long time for something, don't give up now. Just stir yourself back up in the Word and get on that thing and say, no, I'm a giver, Lord. Hallelujah. I give, Lord, and it'll be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall you cause men to give to my bosom. See, in order to get the prosperity the kingdom brings in this natural earth, we got to do it God's way. See, doers of the Word, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. James wrote it. Well, I mean, we don't just be doers and what feels good. Look, tithing don't feel good till you're just automatically doing it. You're going to do it. I don't care. Cut the lights off. Bless God. We won't go out and eat Friday. Bless God. We'll cut two of them phones off, them four we got. Hello, somebody. We'll download Skype with the Dish Network from 450 channels to 30. There's ways we can. I mean, look, all of them say it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. I mean, he'll let you have 450 channels. I mean, he don't care. Just don't put things before the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just honor the Lord with your substance so he can get you burned. I told Teresa, I said, we come out in 20, we believed in 2020, when the pandemic hit, I got on faith in my business because it wasn't looking good. I got on faith, bless God, and I started proclaiming this is not going to affect me in Jesus' name. And I said, and I told Satan, I said, in no respect to you, buddy, you watch me, I'm going to prosper in 2020. Yes. And bless God, my business increased in 2020. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it increased substantially. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me today, please. I need my tag, please. I don't want to hear it. Right now, I'm on faith, please. But it did. I mean, the proof is there. I mean, it you know, but you know what? I didn't back off on my tithing. While we was in the pandemic shutdown, I paid my tithes. We kept paying our tithes. We paid our tithes. We don't care if church shut down. We paid our tithes.
Amen.
Some of you saved your tithes. I mean, you some of you saved. Then some quit tithing. They just quit tithing. Some suffered light in 2020 because they did when they was. I'm just telling you. Deuteronomy, I believe it's Deuteronomy, it says, he said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. Blessing and cursing. Choose life. Choose blessing. Well, I mean, people have this mentality that they can pray and just love Jesus and just give a dollar every now and then. And you know, and I mean, and things are going to happen just for them like it does for people that sacrifice. I mean, it's just a sacrifice sometimes to give an offering. When God tells you, you're going down the road and you've got $10 in your pocket, and that's your allowance. That's all I got, Matt, when I was serving God back then. $10 a week is all I got for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then you run across what you think's a wino on the side of the road in Birmingham. God tells you to turn the truck around and go give him all you got. And you ain't even bought you a cold drink that day. So you're thinking, my thinking was, ooh, I should have stopped down there. I knew it. Got me a cup. So I did. Turned the truck around, went, and when I'm nearly there, Satan, give me this thought. He's going to go spend it on a bottle of wine. And I thought, man, I got to make sure this is Jesus, you know, talking to me. And the Lord spoke to me in here. He said, what does that got to do with it, even if he does? If God telling me to give that dude $10 to go get him a bottle of wine, that ain't none of my business. I'm doing it for Jesus, right?
Come on.
Out of obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know. The $10 man got the dude saved. I did tell him about Jesus. I did minister to him. I did tell him the Lord sent me back. Jesus sent me back. And I felt the anointing because I was having to sacrifice. It was a sacrifice. You know what? I didn't like that way. Money coming to me every which way. See, give it to the Lord. You had a guy tell me, well, I just take care of my family and blah, 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 blah. I said, well, you know what Jesus said? Who's his mother, brothers, and sisters was? Those that does the will of God. I said, if my family ain't doing the will of God, I'm not going to work for a living and give it to them. They got the same opportunity to go to church as I do. They got the same opportunity to tithe and sacrifice like I do. See, it's a sacrifice. People are sitting home tonight that could be in church somewhere hearing this if you're around in this area. You're hearing it, but you ain't in the anointing like we are. Hello, somebody. Now, them laying in them hospital beds, they're going to send their tithe to church. Them over there, if they get us in prison. Well, I'm going to not tell that story. It's coming later. Good things are happening. We got increase coming from everywhere around here.
Glory to God.
Yes, we do. Whatever God tells us to do, if God tells us to buy some more property in Blountsville, half of it, we buy it.
Amen.
And we don't borrow it. I preached a sermon one time, Steady in the Storm. God gave me a sermon on Sunday morning. Some of you remember it. Some of you don't. And me and Teresa, before that, we were believing God for a metal roof on our house. Didn't have the money for a metal roof. We're believing God for things, you know. I mean, she wanted a little pump house, different things to make it look little country setting. And we just didn't have the money. We're believing God for all these things. And we come bring us a little offering every now and then. Believing that somehow God will increase us. Believing for increase that we can have our heart's desire. Well, I brought a sermon, Steady in the Storm. And I talked about Jesus in the ship, blah, blah, blah. And how we're supposed to speak to the storms and all of that. And then that Tuesday, a storm came, natural storm. And that thing beat my house up, beat holes in my roof. Tuesday after I brought the sermon, steady in the storm. And I'm on the back porch and it's beating the windshield out of my trucks, my work trucks, beating them up. Big golf ball size hail. I'm standing on the back porch and I'm sick. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. And I couldn't take it no more. So I just go in the house. I walked in the house, you know, and man, I mean, my mind is just trying to fix it, but I can't fix it, D. It's something out of my control. I just can't fix it. And then I go in there and there's water running down in one of my rooms. And it made me feel worse. Then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and he said, "What'd you preach Sunday?" I had to think, Mac, get my mind. Now, steady in the storm. Oh, man. Steady in the storm. Glory to God, I needed that one, Lord. So then I get up. What? Because I tithe and I give and the devourer's rebuked. And now I'm starting on the word and I'm saying, I don't know how, but God says he'll work all things together for the good to those that love the Lord and to those that are called according to his purpose. I rose up on the inside in the name of Jesus. Anyhow, to make a long story short, all of that. And people, I started hearing the next day, everywhere I went, I felt them insurance companies, they just rip you off, boy. They give you enough to fix nothing. I started hearing a bad report about what I was believing God for. And so I told Satan, I said, "You might as well shut up, you idiot. I am not depending on the insurance company. I'm depending on my supplier. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put pressure on the insurance companies. I'm not going to tell them nothing. I just turned it in. Turned in the claim. And I made up my mind when the adjuster come out, I'm not going up on the roof and showing him nothing. I'm not depending on Alpha. I'm going somewhere with this. I know the will of God. That wasn't the will of God." And so anyways, Travis, I told him the same thing. It hit his trainer out there. I said, "Don't go out there and show them not one bit. You do what you want to, but I'm going to let God take care of my house out here." I said, you know, well, I mean, because you want to get all you can, you know, that's thinking like the world. See, if you're really trusting the Lord, then there's no fear there. There's no fear. You know that God can do more in 1 second than you can explain in a week to somebody to try to get something. See, there's a difference to those people, those Christians that are in faith and those that want to be in faith. There's a difference. Those that are in faith will just sleep through the storm. You know, they'll just rest. Well, anyhow, long story, I went in there and I told the insurance lady, I said, "Look, I don't remember how many trucks I had, hail damage, busted the windshield out of them." I said, "I done got a price on, you know, the windshields. I said, I'm just really concerned about the windshield. How about, you know, you just pay for the windshield and everything will be fine?"
"Oh, Scotty, you would be better off through your deductible and blah, blah, blah to pay for it yourself."
I thought, well, bless God, I got insurance for that. I said, "Okay, thank you." So I got up, turned it in, got my home in, got up, went out, got in the box truck, brought the groceries on back. Stopped at Rome Jesus' time. I was hauling groceries for the church. Get out, get in my pickup, open my glove box. I told that devil, I said, "You shouldn't have done that, devil. But God, all I wanted was the windshield. Now I want my trucks fixed. I want them all fixed, but God. You shouldn't have given her that thought. She shouldn't have yielded to it." So, bless God, I picked up the phone and I turned in a claim. I got this truck right here and this truck right here and this truck right here. I'm turning in a claim on them. Got hail damage and the windshield busted out. I told Satan, I said, "You should have just paid for my windshield."
Yes.
So, bless God, I was believing God to be out of debt at that time. Still owed on vehicles and all of that stuff, you know. And not really realizing what God's doing. See, listen, sometimes when you're giving and you're sowing and things look like they're going against you, just wait. Because things are not the way that they appear. If God be for you, who can be against you? Right? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, right? See, some of the things we go through, we're having to grow spiritually. God is developing us spiritually. He's maturing us spiritually. If we don't go through some things, sometimes we don't grow. But most Christians that I know, when things get hard, they bail out. When the church seems a little dry, they go somewhere else. Then that one dries, they go somewhere else. When the thrill's gone. But those kind of people never grow and develop. Kind of got to tell me, well, I don't really like your church the way you talk about finances. I said, yours don't? No, we feel great, good to give what we want to. I said, you better get out of there. I said, that ain't right. I said, don't even tell me who it is. I don't care. Ain't none of my business. I said, but if I don't teach my church the Bible, I ain't right. If I don't teach them to tithe and be givers and to love their enemies and what Jesus said, be doers of the word, then to be planted in the house of the Lord, I said, then I'm not right. And they're not right. You better come on over here where you don't like it because the word's coming for you. Because what you don't like will set you free.
Amen.
But anyways, I told them, I said, I want them. They said, okay, Mr. Weston. They called me back. They said, go get you some estimates. I said, okay. So I went and got estimates on all three of my vehicles, or whatever it was. And then I told the guy, he said, well, we'll make the check out to wherever you are. I said, no, you don't make that check out to nobody but me. That company, I'm not having them fixed. I said, I'm going to put windshields in them. I said, you make the checks out to Scotty Weston. Because when I was up there, you know, I'm just telling you, man, I'm going to pay you for the estimates, but I'm not having them fixed. Not. I said, I'll pay you for the estimates, whatever you need. He said, well, I mean, I'm going to have to charge your percentage because they're going to make the check to me and you. I said, no, they're not. You ain't got insurance on my truck. I do. Well, all I'm saying there, Satan is a devourer. It said there that he will rebuke the devourer, right? And so now he's giving me wisdom. They don't tell me who they're going to make that check out to. That insurance company don't own me. I've been paying them to cover me in case something like this happens. See, we got to have a whole new thinking. That way we're bold and we don't get robbed. Not that we're mean. It don't say the righteous are as mean as a snake. Rude and all that. You don't have to be. Just be bold. With the devil, man. And so that guy said, I don't know if we can do that. I said, oh, you're going to do it. I said, oh, you're going. There ain't no wondering if you can or can't. I said, I'm telling you right now, I'm not having those trucks fixed. But I've got full coverage insurance on all three or whatever of my vehicles. And I want that check made out to Scotty Weston. And I paid him. He wouldn't charge me, but I tried to pay him. Well, no, I did go pay him some. I sure did. Wouldn't give him some money. Well, they wrote my checks. And then all of a sudden I thought, whoa. How much do I owe? Called the bank and all of that, you know. They sent how much. So she should have paid. I had them to pay my trucks off.
Amen.
Should have just put my windshield in. I'm not owed for a vehicle ever since, right? I'm not owed for not one ever since. I thought, glory to God, I've been believing you to be debt-free, Lord, for years and years and years, Lord. And I believed you and confessed it that I owe no man nothing, Lord, and kept believing you that one day I will be debt-free for vehicles. And I can't have one without going to the bank and a nice one, Lord. And here I am, Lord, I'm debt-free. Bless Amen. God, debt-free. So the storm, because I stayed in faith, said, I'm not just telling you my story. This stuff is going to happen to you. Maybe different. Maybe in a different way. But don't quit giving. Don't quit tithing. Don't quit sowing. God, he's going to ask you later on to partner with other ministries probably. Me and Teresa's been partners with the same ministry. This church sends a check to the things back under. They send us a thing every year. We hang it up so you can see where your money's going. No wonder y'all anointed and blessed. No wonder your houses are filling up. No wonder you're wondering how you're going to get a car 3 years ago and they got five. Hello, somebody. Can anybody testify to that? Slip your hand up. Talk about real stuff here. We're looking at everybody. See, it's Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, over half the church lift their hands up. Come on, somebody. Hearing that word, being doers of that word, crossing the boundaries of the church, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God, hallelujah. Not going and believing based on how everybody else ain't blessed and why ain't they blessed and they go to church. Stay out of all of that and just keep yourself. You just keep giving. Ain't nobody convinced me not to tithe. I've got more money right now, me and Teresa personally, than we've ever had in our life. Yeah. At one time, I'm telling you the honest to God truth, not by faith.
Bless him, Lord.
And Teresa don't want me telling. You're all over it. Don't listen. I love it. And I'm going to preach it. Why? Because some of y'all sitting here wondering if you'll ever have a bright future. Well, you got some people in here before you that can tell you we was all strapped and on the bottom. We all been in debt. We all was believing for a house and lived in a house credit. We all was renting at one time and wanted a house. But God, we kept believing God and sowing seeds and tithing and going after the Lord, hallelujah. And even some of us, the devil tried to get us to turn loose of it because we went through trials after we got the blessing of the Lord and we wouldn't turn loose. We was like a dog with a bone and we just wouldn't turn it loose. And he might as well leave us alone. Hallelujah. See, there's a work in the making in our lives. The Bible says that it's Him that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know what His good pleasure is? That we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Yeah. That we be supplied. That we got money to help people if we need to help people. Buy people cars. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Give cars away. Yeah, somebody attacked me on Facebook here a while back. About some, I don't know. And somebody attacked me. I don't know what it, really remember what it was about. You Travis? Anyhow, I done forgot about one blazer that I give this boy. He just turned 16 years old. He's going to this church, and his daddy was in prison. You know, got caught drugs and all of that stuff. And they come here for a year or two, or three, while he was in there. Well, he turned 16, so I found him a little blazer. And I bought it, paid cash for it, took it over there, give it to him. I done forgot about it, man. Now I'm on there and somebody attacked me. Blah, blah, blah. Scotty Weston. And then, I mean, person after person started coming on there. Hey, we know him. He gave us this and somebody else. He come on there. You don't even have to defend yourself when you follow the Lord.
Amen.
You don't even have to get on there and say what all you've done. Everybody knows. They can black, black, quack, quack all they want to, but you already know. People know the show.
Yeah.
I told the preacher one time, I said, you got to stay at one church long enough to let them know how you really are. And you go stay there 6 months, they don't really know you. But you hang in there 10 years. They done seen you ups and downs, and they done know you ain't. They know you ain't perfect, but they know you right on the inside.
Amen.
See, I know y'all ain't perfect, but I know y'all love the Lord and y'all right on the inside. Yeah. And if you ain't right, you won't say you're alone without getting right. Because we preach that Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Why? Because I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, these people without Jesus, I said, they think they're okay, but they're not. I said, these people that sit at home and backslid on the Lord, they think they're okay because they're not, but they're not. I said, that's why God raises people like us up. We know they're messed up and they don't. So we have to bring the voice out there of Jesus so they can realize they have a need deeper than where they're at. Right. Right. My brother one does, man, once you come on the drive, man, I pray over my food and teaching my kids to give the Lord thanks. And I told him, I said, you know you're not right, don't you? I said, you don't go to church. They don't see you pray just over your food. Really, man? Really? And you think that's going to teach your kids God's way? I said, don't fool yourself. I said, don't get fooled. I said, I'm not getting on to you. I said, but you'd rather know you're wrong than be deceived that you're okay and go to hell. I said, so following Jesus is more than teaching your kids and thanking God when you get a big financial job. Come on, somebody. We got to learn to rejoice when we ain't got nothing.
That's right.
We got to learn to praise God in the little. Look, give me that 2 Corinthians. Not that. You decide your financial future, not God. I got this from the Bible. Here it is. The Lord quickened this to me back years ago when I was wondering how much God would give me. But Paul wrote this, was right this to the Christian church. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly, that means a little bit, shall what? Reap sparingly. I didn't write that, Paul did. And every word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It says, but he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And somebody told me one time, they said, well, I don't tithe that I make all kinds of money. I said, money's deceiving you. I said, money's not the blessing. I said, see, I said, I know millionaires that make millions without Jesus. I said, but that's not why I serve Jesus, for the money. So you see that you don't need Jesus because you got plenty of money. I said, but I got money with satisfaction. I've got money with power. I've got power over my money. My money don't tell me when and what to do. I tell my money, get out of my wallet and get in their pocket. And you tell it, get out of their pocket and get in mine. I said, there's a difference. I said, I'm satisfied that I control money. See, if you can't tithe, money controls you. It's your master. Well, no, I choose. No, you don't. You done chose to let it be your master. Don't fool yourself. It is your master. But if you are sowing, he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And look at this. And God is able to make all grace. Do you know what grace is, man? The Bible says we are saved by
grace.
Grace is powerful. See, sometimes we don't understand grace. He's able to make all grace abound. And he tells you how come? Toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, that you always have everything you need in every area of life.
Bless the Lord.
But he says, if you don't sow, that's what you're going to reap. Mm-hmm. If you don't tithe, the devourer is going to come. He's going to come wide open, and he's going to somehow take it here, take it there. Things are going to blow up, mess up. Oh, see, there's a blessing covering on our stuff through our giving to the Lord. He puts insurance that is beyond this world. I was telling Dave the other day, I had a one-ton truck. I don't know about you, but when I buy something, I lay hands on it. I lay hands on that baby and I tell it, you're going to be a blessing to me. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing is on you. You'll not cost me any money, bless God. Now, I'm not talking about this regular little maintenance is fine. Battery, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about that. I drove that truck. I'm going down the road one day and the Lord speaks to me and he said, I want you to sell it. And I thought, oh man, I like this truck. I don't want to get rid of this truck. I like this truck, Lord. I have no reason. Sell that truck, man. That was what I had paid for. And so I thought, okay. Well, I run across my brother, and he said, you want to sell that truck? And I said, just decided to sell it. What do you want for it, Toby? All right, I'll take it. I said, okay. I said, now you better pray over it. I said, I blessed it when I got it, and maybe you need to bless it. Well, he didn't. And you know what? He had that thing about 3 or 4 days, and it started coming apart. It was junk. He said, you knew what? I said, I told you, no. Ain't was nothing wrong with that truck that I can tell. But see, I know, I knew that I had the blessing on it. The Lord spoke to me one time about Elijah and Elisha. I was reading the story in there where a double portion of the anointing come off of Elijah on Elisha when he ascended up. The mantle fell and the double portion of the anointing, and he did greater work than Elijah did. And when I was reading that story, I seen how the blessing come over on him. The blessing of the Lord that was on Elijah. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, people that get linked to you, they're going to prosper. He didn't say them to get saved. He said, them that are linked to you, they're going to prosper. He said, them when they're unlinked to you, without me, they won't prosper. He said, I come into work all bold that Monday. These boys are going to prosper in here. And so, you know, I told them. I said, you know what? And they're like, boss, we just not really ready to go to church, boss. You know what? I said, don't go. Are you ready? Sure. Nobody's going to make you go to church. I said, but you're going to have off in time. You'll never work on Sunday. We ain't going to work on Saturday where you have time for your family. We're going to be off early enough on Wednesday so you can go to church, whether you ever go to church or not. But I went in and I told them, I said, you know what? I said, y'all are going to prosper. I said, because y'all are linked to me. I said, the Lord told me. And they're like, he's crazy. Well, the world don't understand it. I didn't know they wouldn't understand it. I'm all excited, Matt. Go in there, young Christian. Glory to God. God spoke to me, boys. Y'all are going to prosper because y'all are linked to me. Right. And you know what, my God, they did? They all got their license to come out, got all the stuff paid for. Some of them went on, got houses and all kinds of stuff. They started prospering. And so, some people prosper off of some other people's anointing. Then they're not linked. God closes that door, that season in there that they're supposed to get in there and get in under the anointing themselves and all of that for a season. Then when that season's gone, just like Elijah, that mantle fell down on Elisha, praise God. But he had to take it up. And he had to move like Elijah moved. Somebody needed that. That wasn't in my message. That's what I like in scripts. I'm like old Donald Trump, man. They'd give him, stay with this. He couldn't take it. He just gonna have to get out there and be Donald. And you know what? Some despised him, voted the other way. You know what? Some despise God because they don't like to hear his voice. He tells them, go to church. I know how to hear from the Lord. You're hearing from him right now. Y'all sitting in your living room, go to church. Go to church Sunday. I know you got to take a bath. We all do. Some of us throw on some underarm deodorant. Secret. Us men here, some of us use secret. Works when you don't take a bath. God's telling you, go to church. God's telling y'all out there in TV land, you need to send your tithe to your church till you get able to go back. Bless God. Tithe to your church. Go to church. Well, I'm sick. That's where you get healed in church. Remember back how it used to be. You got sick, went to church. Because you know that you can get prayed for, you get healed. What do you think? We're up here and we're in a new era now? No, he's the same Jesus today that he was back under when you was 30. Same Jesus. He said, I'm the Lord thy God and I change not. See, when God tells you to give, just like this, the Lord spoke to me one time, me and Teresa, and he told us to give our pastor $50 a month. $50 a month. And I thought, that's embarrassing. $50 a month, man? I mean, are you serious? $50 a month? We give him $50 a month, and he told us later on, buddy, every month, that $50 was a big deal. That $50 was a big deal. But you know what? In that $50, that obedience to the Lord, when that famine come up and I was 3 months behind in my house, I had boldness on the inside that I don't lose nothing. And I stood on the word of God and I said, Lord, I've tithed and I've yielded just like your word says. And you said you'd rebuke the devourer. And I stood on the word. And that offering, the Lord showed me later, he needed that seed in the ground for the time to come ahead of me. And bless God, one job delivered me. And I've never been behind on my house since that time in 2008 or 9. Fact of the matter, me and the bank are nearly done.
Amen. Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
I remember when I got the first statement from him. I read it and almost went into an oppression. 111,000 or something, whatever it was. Interest was like 500 something a month. It was awful. I told the priest, this is a true story. I'm 15 years of this. 15 years. Well, I'm telling you, almost sent me into aggression. So I told the priest, I said, I don't ever want to see another one of them. I just wrote out. How many know the Bible says, look while we look not at the things that are seen? I had scripture for it. But to the thing, now you know what? That was way down yonder, and I'm down here, and I'm like, bless God, I can pay them off today if I want to. Bless God, I got the money to pay them off.
Yeah.
He who sows, and listen, don't try to get the quick fix, the quick blessing. Just walk with the Lord, and just every time you get increased, just if it's the middle of the week, put your tithe out of it. If it's the middle of the month, if you get paid every 2 weeks, just bring your tithe out of it. Go to your church, tithe, hallelujah. Believe God, dream, and then when God tells you to give, just be a giver. Just give, hallelujah. The challenges might be there, but I'm telling you, the blessings will come when you need it. Some people called me and Teresa at one time, or called Teresa, and they'd paid their tithes to their pastor. And the pastor had brought them half of it back. He said, well, we understand the struggle. We don't pay all of our tithes either. God understands. Give them half of it. And Teresa told him, get out of that church. Get out! The pastor carried half the tithe back. It don't belong to him.
Right.
It belongs to the Lord. Let's build a room on. Let's go buy somebody some shoes, something.
Yeah.
Don't give it back. You're stealing their money. You're taking their blessings.
Right.
See, when somebody wants to give to you, don't say, I went in, the Lord told me one time at McDonald's, go in there and get me a biscuit. I walk in there, and the Lord speaks to me. Woman up there, and he said, buy her breakfast. I said, yes, sir. Walked over there and I said, ma'am, I want to buy your breakfast this morning. You just get whatever you...
What are you saying, son? I ain't got no money.
I mean, just chewed me out in front of God and all of them. I mean, in front of God. And I wanted to just help that little woman with her false teeth. Eagle. I mean, really. I'm standing there in front of God and all these people. I didn't even give me no breakfast. I said, fine. You ain't getting no breakfast from me. I'm out there and I'm stewing, boy. I'm like, Jesus, I'm not even hungry now, Lord. What just happened, Lord? You told me to give her. He said, that's the way people do me. He said, I try to get to them and she's full of pride. She's plumb full of pride, eat up with pride, and can't take no money because it'll make them look shameful. He said, that's pride and arrogance. He said, I resist the proud. He said, I just resisted her, praise God. He said, I resisted her because she's proud. He said, if she would humble herself, I would bless her. Can't even bless you. I don't care if you think I need it. Just bring it to me. Poor old Scotty, he might be broke. You're wrong, but God's speaking to you. Just do it. Well, you don't need it. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
Ain't got nothing to do. It's got to do with God building me and you up to where we're just obedient, willing to give. He said, charge those that are rich in this world not to be high-minded, but ready to distribute. And don't let money be your master. I tell you right now, Rob, all of my vehicles are paid for. And if I walk up there and get in my truck, God knows I'm telling you the truth. And he tells me to give one of them away, I will not hesitate. But I used to have been like, God, I could have sold that for... God, I could have made $1,500. But if he tells me now... I mean, I'll just get in there. And he told me one time, he said, give Nemo a car. Cadillac. Now, I'm like, that's Satan. It's got to be Satan, man. Nemo don't need a car. Well, D&M's got 30-something cars over there. I mean, they got the she's got cars, man. Johnny Tomb, he's got a yard full. I'm telling you, to mow his yard, he has to pull everything out on the street. You'd think he's having a reunion. Just to mow his yard. You blessed, thank you.
He got a new truck, too.
Got a new one. Different one. But see, when God wants to give, I mean, he wants you to be willing to give. He's wanting to build. You know why? Because it's like this right here. You can have a hose pipe, nothing be in it. Water be way over there, and you need it over here. You go in and you put that hose pipe over there and it carries that water to where you want to be. See, you're supposed to be a flow of blessing. Amen. But you know what? You know what gets on that hose pipe? The water. The supply has to go. So you got to get blessed in the meantime. I'm in a service. Gosh, I got to close. Lord, I'm done. This is one of the best teachings I've had in a while. I really like this right here. It does. It stirred me up. Praise God. But I'm sitting in a service one, and me and Teresa, we're still struggling. Young Christian, don't know nothing yet, and all that, and still don't know a whole lot. Boy, when do we get to where we know something? God, we're going to be dangerous. And this guy comes, and he's a little Indian guy, and he's sitting there, and he said, God's been good to Shockey. And boy, when he said that, it shot in me. It shot in me. I thought, Lord of God, he's good to him. He's good to him, and he's no respecter. It just hit me. So I left out of there, back to God, and I mean, I hadn't really seen a whole lot of God's goodness. You know what I started saying? Every day, every morning, I'd get up and I'd say, God is good to Scotty. Hallelujah. Just like he is to Shockey. I've not ever seen Shockey again. You remember him, Tracy?
Yeah, he's a Christian comedian now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Praise God. He sure shook me. Well, bless God, you know what? I started seeing God's goodness. I started seeing people give me stuff that you know, normally you couldn't beat out of them. Mm-hmm. See, you need to leave here and say, God is good too, and put your name in it. And you tell the Lord, you say, Lord, I'm having trouble tithing. I'm having trouble, Lord, tithing. I can give to my family, but it's hard for me to give to strangers, Lord. I'm having trouble. He knows it before you tell him. He knows. Just tell him, say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Whatever you know you're having trouble with, you just tell the Lord, Lord, I know it's your will that I prosper, Lord. And I know that I can stop your prospering plan, Lord. Help me to know the truth, Lord. And in the areas, Lord, that I need help, I just receive grace right now. I receive your grace, Lord. Help me to be doers of that word. Help me to be a faithful tither. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Even teach your babies. Teach your babies. But we're going to lose. No, listen to the Bible. Don't take my word for it. What does that Bible say about it? He said, if you'll tithe, you'll open the windows of heaven. That's all you need to know. He'll rebuke Satan. That's good enough. Right? Over here, if I sow $5, I'll reap. Sparingly. If I go throw $100 in there, I'm gonna increase in my giving. I remember when I give $2. Then I remember one time I was reading in the Bible, Paul told him, he said, y'all go ahead and get the bounty up, get your offering up so that when I come, there won't be no need to have to get one up. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. And when I read that, me and Teresa, we said, hey, man, you know, maybe we need to save $5 a week or whatever it was, $5 a week, and then when the evangelist comes through, we'll just give it in the offering. Wasn't it? And so we did it. It was a sacrifice to do that. We could have used the $5, man. But we laid that up, praise God, and then we heard the evangelist coming, we got excited. We're like, glory to God, we're going to give a chunk. It wasn't $20, but still. We've been saving a month for this. We're ready to go, man. But you know what? Me and Teresa have never liked. I mean, we've been through challenges, yes, and trials. I'm not saying, but I'm telling you, God has come through for us every time. He's never let us down. And you know what? Bless God, come Sunday morning, that tithe check's in there. It's in there.
Bless the Lord.
I ain't going to preach something I ain't doing.
That's right.
So I want to encourage you. Be a tither. Teach your kids to tithe. Teach your grandkids to tithe. I'm going to teach them. They just don't know it. I'm fixing them. When they get a little bit bigger, I'm going to fix a little card up. I planted them a whole vineyard. I did a lot of it for them. Now, the plums I did for me, they can stay out of them. It wouldn't bother me a bit. My daddy's no plums. But I done got plans. I thought, you know what? I'm going to fix them a little produce card up. And I'm going to get them a little thing, drop box with a lock on it, screw it down, chain everything down. Yeah, I'm telling our road. If you know, they pull in and get them a little plumb bag, put you through $2 or $3. You got to make sure you got a steel can locked chain. But you know what? I'm gonna tell them, okay, we gotta have seed money, we gotta have spray money. I'm gonna let them sell it, you know, a little bit later on, make some money. And then when they get it all made, they're not getting it every day. I'm gonna tell them we gotta have spray next year. Papa, no, we gotta have spray next year. Papa's not buying the spray to kill the bugs to keep from eating his crop. Because if you don't got the crop, you can't sell it. And this right here, you gotta save this much, spend this on you, but this belongs to Jesus. This belongs to the Lord. I'm going to teach them grandbabies how to honor God, how to spend money, how to save money, how to plan a year ahead. That was one of the hardest things I did, having to plan a year ahead. I have to think weeks ahead on God or months. And I'm glad I don't have all that. You will. As God develops your responsibility, more responsibility, but greater anointing, greater flow of His Spirit is anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because some of y'all are going up to high places. I'm telling you, some of y'all got things in that you don't even know that God's going to bring up in your heart as you grow and develop and go take you places you never dreamed you would be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then you're going to look back and you're going to say, thank God I went down there and that started the church and started tithing, honoring God, and here I am blessed.
Yeah.
I'm 54. Somebody told me the other day, yeah, we could use you. I said, I'm not ready to retire yet. You can't afford me. Drive a dump truck or something. I got opportunities everywhere. Travis told me the other day, yeah, you can haul sheds. I said, nah, man. If I'm going to haul sheds, I'm going to own the business. I done been on the bottom. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to the top now.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. I ain't going to haul none. I'm going to hire everybody to haul them. Well, I can't do that without God tells me, though. But see, the thinking level has to go higher in your life, praise God, hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you, you know, work on your giving. Be a giver. Purpose in your heart to be a giver. He said, if you give bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. He said he'd let you abide in grace that would supply all your needs. Praise God. Let's bow our heads and